Good morning and welcome to the Heart of Christ Church, where we know God is good and all the time. We also know, proclaim, and live the three commandments that the Lord Jesus Christ gave us, for in those three commands, all the commands are summed up, that we are to love God, love others, and go with the gospel of Jesus Christ into this world. So this day, we are going to continue in that very reality. For as we love God, we learn who He is, and He sheds His love upon us most graciously as we know this day. For the greatest act of love was the sending of His Son, that He would die on the cross of Calvary that we may live. And then in that life, we take as He took, and we go into the world loving others, forgiving them as God has forgiven us, and showing them the love of God, that we are going with that gospel. And in the going, others too will come unto the Lord, love others, and go. That is the way of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And today, we're going to speak of that gospel in the sermon I've entitled, Hope Comes in the Morning. How many of you love to wake up in the morning and greet a new day? I love it every day. You know, there are days, and we all have them, where we just want to pull the covers right back up over our head and say, let's skip this one, Lord. But unfortunately, He says, no, I have things I want to present to you in this day. For we know from the book of Lamentations, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for Him. Blessed be the word of our Lord, and the church says. Turn in your Bibles to the book of John. We're going to read the account of John according to the word of that day. John chapter 20. John chapter 20. And we're going to be reading the entire chapter from verse 1 to 31. John chapter 20, verse 1. Thus saith the word of the Lord. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came early to the tomb while it was still dark and saw the stone already taken away from the mouth of the tomb. So she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, they have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid Him. So Peter and the other disciple went forth, and they were going to the tomb. The two were running together, and the other disciple ran ahead faster than Peter and came to the tomb first. And stooping and looking in, he saw the linen wrappings were lying there, but he did not go in. And so Simon Peter also came following him and entered the tomb. And he saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the face cloth which had been on the head, not lying with the linen, wrapped and rolled in a place by itself. So that the other disciple who had first come to the tomb then also entered, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must raise again from the dead. So the disciples went away again to their own homes, but Mary was standing outside the tomb weeping. And so as she wept, she stooped and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been laid. And they said to her, woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid Him. When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? Supposing Him to be the gardener, she said to Him, sir, if you have carried Him away, tell me where you have laid Him, and I will take Him away. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to Him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which means teacher. And Jesus said to her, stop clinging to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came, announcing to the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and that he had said these things to her. So when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were shut and the disciples were there for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, Peace be with you. And when he had said this, he showed them both his hands and his side. The disciples then rejoiced when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. And then when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. For if you forgive the sins of any, their sins have been forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they have been retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples were saying to him, We have seen the Lord. But he said to them, Unless I see in his hands the imprint of the nails, and put my finger into the place of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. After 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors having been shut, and stood there in their midst, and said, Peace be with you. And then he said to Thomas, Reach here with your finger and see my hands, and reach here with your hand and put it also into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe. Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord, my God. And Jesus said to him, Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they who do not see and yet believe. Therefore, many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Blessed be the word of our Lord. Can I get an amen? Amen. As I think on these words and I hear the pleading of Jesus and what's going on here with Mary, can you imagine what it was like on that first day? I want you to think about this. They had been walking with the Christ for some time, and they had been through a lot with him. And all of a sudden, things turned from terrible to worse, because things weren't good. I mean, the uprisings that were happening and the amount of disdain that the Christ was receiving, and just, you know, he'd just come into Jerusalem, and everybody was praising him as king, as we learned last week. And we all know the story, but it's more than a story, it's history. And yet in a period of just 5 days, they separated themselves from that joy, that glory, to the point of literally screaming at him to crucify him. Crucify him. And then he was dead. All their hope was abashed. All that they had been expecting was gone. Has anybody ever been there? Where everything you put together, all your plans, all your ideas, everything you want, just seems to go away in one breath. Where's my hope? I have no hope. That's our world, folks. That's our world. Our world has no hope, because if you put your hope in yourself, how strong are you to change the world? You're not going to change the world. You're lucky enough to be able to change your address. But Mary, I got to make this personal, but Mary, she goes to the tomb. She wanted to just visit the tomb, and she gets there, and the stone's rolled away. Now, this is the third day, okay? I want you all to think about something, and I hope you do think about these things. We all know Jesus went into the tomb on Friday, right? What's Saturday? What is Saturday in the Jewish calendar? It's the Sabbath. And what are we supposed to do on the Sabbath? We're supposed to rest. Where was Jesus? He was taking a rest. He was really doing Sabbath. Where was he? He was in Sheol. Yeah, Chuck got it. He was in Sheol. He was in Abraham's bosom. Did he not tell the thief on the cross, "Surely, surely, I tell you, this day I will be with you in paradise"? He was in Sheol. He was having a Sabbath rest. He just went through hell. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that. He had just went through hell because he died a sinner. He died with all our sin on him on Friday. And he descended into hell and he shook it loose. Everything that he took upon himself, he shook it loose. And all your crud, all my crud, stayed in Hades. Because there's two places in Sheol, Abraham's bosom and Hades. We know it is hell. And all our filth, everything that was us, stayed in Hades. And he went up on the Sabbath and he entered into Abraham's bosom, God's rest. But he wasn't done. Because how are the days counted in Israel? They're counted from the morning. The first watch is when day breaks. That's when the day begins. So when we think about this reality, when we think about where we are, all of a sudden, here we are and we have this beauty in Christ Jesus. Because on that first day, on that first sunbeam, when the Lord himself came up out of that tomb, it was the first day of the week, which is the day of beginnings. Because our hope comes in the morning. We wait on the Lord. We what? We wait on the Lord. Did I not just read that out of the book of Lamentations? Yes, we wait on the Lord. We rest in him. We take a Sabbath. And he will meet us when? In the morning, in the new beginning. And Mary is standing there at the tomb and she's talking to this one. And this one says to her, "Woman," she doesn't recognize his voice. When does she recognize his voice? When he says the one word we all want to hear. Every one of us wants to hear it. Your name. And he says to her, "Mary." And boom, she now knows who it is. How many of us want to hear our name? Because it is the name by which we are called. It is the name that allows us to know we are being recognized, that somebody cares about me. So when you're talking to me, don't call me Bob. Talk to Bob. And when I'm talking to you, Pastor Dave, I'll call you Pastor Dave. I won't call you Bob. We got several Bobs in here, by the way. Three right now that I know of. That name, when he speaks to us, when that is the first word we hear in that morning, the life comes back to us. How many of us, when you hear somebody call your name, you can be standing in a room full of 100 people, and feel completely and totally alone. Can I get an amen? But how many of us, as soon as we, and it can be over here and it can be quiet, and all of a sudden we hear, "Root." Are we going to catch that name, Root? Yeah, we do, don't we? We're going to hear Pat. We're going to hear John. We're going to hear our name. Because we're waiting to hear. We want someone to recognize us. But who's the one that needs to recognize us? Because there is only one who brings life. And his name is what?
Jesus.
And when he speaks our name, do you think there is not life coming forward? Do you think there is not that rush of energy? And what is that rush of energy? That's the Holy Spirit. Because he breathed on them. And they had what? The Holy Spirit indwelled them when he breathed on them. For our hope comes in the morning as he rises up, that new breath of fresh air, that new day dawning, that new beginning coming, we find hope and we find life. Mary knew it wasn't over as soon as she heard his voice. And what did she do? She went to cling to his feet. And Jesus said, "Oh, no, don't cling to me, not just yet." Why? Because he had not yet ascended. You know, I think it's funny. Most of us, you know, well, wait a minute. Didn't he ascend several days later? Yes. But you see, Jesus had to do something. He was in Sheol. And he had to make everything right so that he could take the people out of Sheol into heaven. So he had to ascend to the Father, and in the ascension, he opened up the door to heaven so that those who were in Abraham's bosom could go as well. That's why when he rose up from the grave, the graves of all the people opened up. How many of us need to get out of our grave? Jesus is alive, and he will resurrect you right where you are, for our hope comes in the morning. Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus Christ? Because many of us look at this stuff and we think, oh, you know, hey, this is all wonderful, Pastor, this is good, but, you know, is this stuff really true? Do you all realize that our entire world is run by the spirit world? We think this world has power. This world doesn't have power. This world was created from power. What world has power? The spirit world, because God is spirit. And in that spirit world, we understand things far more clearly. Turn in your Bibles with me, if you will, please, to the book of 2 Peter, chapter 1. 2 Peter, and I want us to understand this. The apostles are speaking this stuff to us. The Lord Jesus is even going to speak it to us. 2 Peter, turning to 2 Peter. Man, I'm standing up here trembling, folks. I don't know about you, but I am trembling, and I'm not afraid of anybody. I am in the glory of the Lord. This is just an amazing day. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 20. Verses 16 through 20, if I can get my pages to separate. From 16, because this is the word of the Lord given and delivered unto each and every one of us, that we may know that our hope comes in the morning. For we did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, such an utterance as this was made to him by the majestic glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And we ourselves heard this utterance and made from heaven, and we were with him on the holy mountain. So we have the prophetic word made more sure, to which you do well to pay attention, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts. But know this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is in a manner of one's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke of God. We have the Holy Spirit speaking to us, the one who gives us all guarantee, and he is telling us that we are to walk and come into this light, for we will receive unto ourselves in the coming of the morning star into our what? Hearts. Who is the morning star? Jesus Christ. And when did the morning star arise? On Easter Sunday. We look at this day as the beginning of days. But may we always remember that Jesus has spoken this to us, that he is that morning star. From the book of Revelation, turn there if you will, Revelation 22. This is the end of the book. I love how God takes us to the end of the book to let us know that he is there from the beginning unto the end. In the book of Revelation, chapter 22, oh, come on, I cannot get my pages to flip. Man, I ought to put bookmarks in here, do you think? From the 16th verse, this is the Lord speaking to you. He's speaking to me. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things, For the churches, I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. When you and I take into heart every day what we are doing here this day, remembering the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord, and we allow that morning star to rise in our hearts, hope comes when? In the morning. You may have gone to bed and things have been down, but where are you going to be in the morning? Are you going to rise up with these things? Or are you going to come into that new existence with the Lord? Are you going to give this day a new beginning and let it be the day that the Lord has made? And we will what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Or we're going to mope and dope and muddle and fuddle and say, well, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. Well, we know that to be the truth, but we also know that every morning God's mercies are fresh and new. We just read it out of the book of Lamentations. We know that as we believe, as we are in this ever-present darkness, that as we allow that sun, that morning star to rise in our hearts, we shall be set free. We shall have hope. We shall have the glory of the Lord forever and ever and ever and amen. For that is the truth that we live in on this day. This is the day the Lord has made. This is the date of the birth of the Church of Jesus Christ. No, it began on Pentecost. But if this day would not have happened, would the church be here? No. Would we have the salvation from our sins? Would we have forgiveness of all that is past and the hope of the future? No. But in this day, in this meal that we're getting ready to partake, what do we have? We have life, and life abundantly, for our hope is in Christ Jesus, who is our Lord. Can I get an amen? Amen? Let us pray. Father God, we come before you with thanksgiving in our hearts. Lord, I know there are many people who are saying, I can't believe Pastor's done in 17 minutes. But Lord, it's Easter Sunday and we still have more celebrating to do. Your word is clear. Your word is full. I don't need to add anything to it. We need to remember you died. You died that we may receive life. Hope comes in the morning. May we hold to this morning of resurrection power. And may we remember that our lives are lived here every morning. And may you always be the morning star of our lives, that we await to see you and to be with you both now and forever. And the church says, and amen.
You have been listening to a Bible teaching from the Heart of Christ Church. You can locate us on the web at theheartofchristchurch.com. There you will find many useful links to contact us or donate to our ministry, where it is our mission to love God, love others, and go.